Welcome back to Reflections. Your host Jorge Gonzalez. So along that line, there's an article by Silverio Perez, Del Barrimos al Embarre. Not too much to do with what I found interesting, because he says with all these back and forth fightings that taking place, you know, among our politicians, that it says that in this shouts back and forth, first of all, he cites at this activity, recognizing Luis Rafael Sanchez at this activity, Ana Teresa Toro, who I admire very much, talked about this this verbal centrifuge where people are saying words that each time have less meaning. I'm thinking of statements like this, estaba brutal, you know, estaba espectacular, or estaba cabrón, you know, these words that can be used for all kinds of things that don't really explain what they really mean with respect to a particular restaurant, a movie, an event, or whatever. So I think that's what you're referring to. And then we become more informed, but we understand less. That's a nice little phrase that we have more information, but we don't understand the information. We don't have the time to analyze it, you know. And then talking about Luis Rafael, en ese mismo espacio se honró al maestro Luis Rafael Sánchez. And then he ends up with this statement, porque al final no seremos recordado por cuánto gritamos o insultamos, sino por lo que fuimos capaces de decir y de hacer con lo dicho. It says, at the end, we will not be remembered for what we shouted and insulted, but what we were capable of saying and doing with respect to what we said. I really like that sentence. incidentally, we honored Sila Calderon as the Citizen of the Year at San Juan Rotary yesterday, Tuesday. She covered a lot of her experiences at AFTA, where we have the San Juan Rotary activity, and experiences that, you know, as a politician, not that positive, and then her experience in El Centro the foundation, the center that she has developed to help women and youth entrepreneurs, and in different ways. Thousands have gone through that. But basically her message, it goes a little bit along with this, is that it's important that we all do a little. She said, some of us it's once a day, some of us it's all day, some of us it's once a week, some of a month. But, you know, we each have to do something. And she's mentioned a number of times that the level of poverty that we have in Puerto Rico, and that it's invisible, that most of us don't see it, and we don't pay attention to it, and we don't address it. It was a powerful message. She speaks quietly, but with a lot of depth and meaning to know what has been her life. So it was a fitting thing. And again, words were important. And along with that, there was a survey of people in Puerto Rico, and we have something like 96% speak Spanish, and only some 4% speak English at their homes, and the other, and with Gabriel Pacey, who was one of the judges for these writing this contest that we had for 14, 18 years old, where they produce a video, a 1-minute video, and he was one of the And he just put out a book, on the Spanish language and the importance of language. So, what I'm getting at is the words and language and analysis of what is you're reading and hearing, and looking for the right words to express your thoughts and your meanings are so critical. And because I believe in bilingualism, probably hurts a little bit in that respect, but regardless of which of the languages you're going to be using, or only one of them if that's what you prefer, to really look and struggle for the meaning of what you're reading and hearing, and to be able to communicate as clearly as possible what you want to get across. I struggle in this program trying to come forward with the right words and the right thoughts. I know I'm often inarticulate and could do it better, but I try, and I think at the end, the important thing is trying our best. I have two things. Hector, how much time do we have left? Did we? Hector, how much? Because with the lights that went out, I think the timing that he gives me, in which I count on, I'm kind of lost a little bit right now. But let me jump on two things quickly. And one of them is there's the reclassification of medical marijuana, and federally. And but there's also at the same time some studies that are making clear that marijuana is not good. It's habit forming, and an article came out. This was the 20th of April. Instan a velar impacto del cannabis en la salud mental. So I think that's coming more and more. And then there's addiction for gaming. I find ironic that something like medical cannabis and with the game that is promoted so much in Puerto Rico, the government is pushing things that are addictive, and as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, as I see all this fight that's taking place, throughout Mexico and Venezuela for interdiction of narco trafficking and all, I just think that we have to take a new, a different approach to being able to fight the drug problems. No matter how many people we kill and eliminate, others are going to come because the money is too tempting. It's too easy. Well, easy, can you put your life behind? But it's too tempting. So anyway, those my thoughts on those two areas of cannabis and gaming, and the world and the fight that we're having, which I think we're losing, no matter how much money and violence we exert, in trying to put it down. The quickly on sports, this Saturday, the Kentucky Derby, we're going to have 7 jockeys, Puerto Rican born jockeys out of 20. That's over more than 33%. And 12 of the jockeys are Latin American. And they have some good horses. I hope to be watching the Kentucky Derby this Saturday, and pulling for one of the Puerto Rican jockeys to win. So let's push for that. The other thing that's kind of happened in the sporting world is we didn't lose them. I mean, we still have them, but Alex Cora, the Puerto Rico manager of the Boston Red Sox, was suspended, and not because of anything he did wrong. I mean, it just that the team got off to an awful start, and him and about five other people were suspended. It's the way sports take off these days. Team doesn't do well, you get rid of the coach, the general manager, and move to someplace. So I think that was about a week ago, and he was already offered a job by the Philadelphia Phillies, who got rid of their general manager. He didn't take the job for personal reasons. I might imagine, you know, moving the family at all at this moment to Philadelphia. Wasn't in the cards, and I think he has about a year or over a year in his salary left. So he's economically in no dire needs at this point. So those are the words on in the sporting thing. The other day I was changing topics, and this was kind of fun. I was on the track, you know, walking, and there's a person that I run into. That's a pun. he walks when I'm jogging. I don't. But since I was winding down after the 82 mile triathlon for a few days, I'm just resting the body. Named Papo. I don't even know anything. I just know him as Papo. But we got talking, you know, and get, you know, pretty deep stuff about his wife. He was pretty upset with some economic things that were taking place, and his children. He told me that one of his children is works for the Puerto Rico Treasury and is involved in diagnosing and areas of people who are not rendering their income taxes, and I mentioned to him, I said, you know, that reminds me of the story of Anthony Tursi. At the time, I didn't remember the name of the place, and the Black Angus, and I knew it was an English American, you know, an English name, but I couldn't remember. He's told me about the Prada, which I never heard of, there were three places, and there were, you know, places for prostitutes, and the Black Angus was kind of the most famous one, and it was a pretty good restaurant, and it started off, it says here, 1966, called the Miramar Steakhouse, but I think it was operating before that. I didn't quite remember. As I said, I didn't remember the Black Angus and all. And I told them the story that they caught for evasion was based on the laundry bills for the sheets. That there was no way that the number of sheets that were being laundered during the day, each day and for during the week, it was equivalent to the number of days that, or the number of visits that he was alleging. So it was kind of a neat way to get the truth with respect to that particular business. But when I got home, you know, for breakfast after the walk, in the newspaper, this was, yesterday, the 28th, lo and behold, there's an article, and I had just before starting reading, the word Black Angus came to my mind. But this article comes up, and it's a book by a bartender there, Juan José Díaz, A la Luz de los Secretos del Black Angus. And he has a book on you know, what that represented, he's saying that not everything was bad, although he does say that he had to change because No, yo era un chamaco y empecé a notar cambios en mí, cosas que no eran propias de mi carácter. Since I was a youngster and I started noting things that changes in me, things that were not appropriate for my character. La incomodidad fue creciendo hasta que decidí salir. I became more uncomfortable until I decided. Siento que Dios me sacó de allí. I think that God got me out of there. No porque me pasara nada algo malo, not because anything bad happened to me, but because I was happy. It says, sino porque estaba empezando a sentir, because I was starting to feel. Well, it's a strange word, right? But anyway, he was in the midst of getting into bad things and all. So, but I'm kind of curious. I think I'm gonna buy the book because it's one of these things. It's a little bit like the Hotel Normandy that we talked about, and that whole Felix Benitez and that whole world. Which also was a little bit shady in the sexual world, and so this was part of folklore at that time, and for a lot of people, a passage of rite, and as this person I was walking with, I was explaining. And he was very upfront on about his first experience, in one of these. Locations, one of these areas. So, see you next week. This is Jorge Gonzalez, your host, Reflections.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.